Good evening. This is the convening meeting of the PND Elections Committee, April 18, starting at 8:45 p.m. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. I'm so sorry for the confusion. For some reason, I do not get the reminders from Otis. So I looked on kpftx.org. There was no number. Which is appropriate. There shouldn't be a number. But anyway, I'm finally here. Otis responded, and we can get started. It's taken us a long time to convene this meeting, so we're finally here. So I'd like to start with a roll call. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to start with the directors. I just have the list as it was presented from the PNB secretary. So I'm just going to start with the directors, then I'll go to the LSB delegates. Teresa Allen?
Present.
I'll mark myself present. Avelia is absent today. She called out. She has cannot attend. Sean Rhodes?
I am here.
Okay, excellent. Aki?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, that's all the directors. So now I'm going to go to the delegates. Violetta Diamond? Violetta?
Who is speaking?
This is Vanessa from WPFW, asking for Violetta Diamond from WPFW. She may not be here. Okay. Jack DePalma?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman?
Present.
Okay, excellent. Lily Kimura, did I say that properly?
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Is Lily here?
Lily will maybe come at 6 o'clock if she can. Vanessa, this is Carol.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Sean Kelly McPherson?
I am still.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Myla Reason?
Myla Reason is present.
Excellent. Okay, Minerva Sanders?
Present.
Excellent. Carol Wolfley?
Present.
Okay. And Susan Young?
Present.
Okay. So the only people we're missing are Lily, who may be coming later, and Evelia, who said that she could not attend. So let me switch to
Vanessa.
The proposed. Yeah.
Vanessa, this is Eric.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. You're not on the list, Eric. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, he
so yes,
be.
You are. He should be, yes. Eric. Jacobson. Okay. And I will...
Vanessa, excuse me, Vanessa,
yeah.
This is Myla. Just so you know, Avelia actually pronounces her name Avelia, not Avelia. It's just FYI.
Okay. Avelia.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. I will do my best to remember. I will do my best.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. So,
Madam Convener, this is Susan. I'm taking notes.
Thank you, Susan. You are ever so kind. I appreciate you. Thank you for doing that. Without even asking, you're taking notes.
I'm going to rise right up into heaven. I want to confirm.
Yes, you are.
Sure. Violetta Diamond, is she on?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Violetta did not respond. Violetta, are you here? She must not be. She would have responded.
So
okay.
Avelia, you said requested an absence. Lily is maybe late, and Violetta has not responded. So that's
exactly.
What I have on the list. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. So we're going to go to the proposed agenda, which everyone has. I'm just going to read it and ask if anyone has any proposes, any changes. We just did the roll call of the NDA procedure.
Point of information,
yes.
Where would I find the agenda? It was emailed from you?
No, it's actually on, it should have been as well. Yes, it was emailed from me, but I sent probably 50 emails in the course of trying to convene this committee. So, but it is also on kpftx.org. That is the one thing that is available there.
Okay, I'll take a look. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so starting again, we just did the roll call. The NDA procedure.
And Vanessa.
Select, yes.
This is Minerva. Let us try to dial in.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Minerva. Right? Okay. Okay, so selection of chair, selection of secretary, agree on meeting dates, and then we'll adjourn. Does anyone propose any changes to that agenda?
I'd like to,
yes, madam.
I'd like, yeah. This is Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. I'd like to propose an amendment that in future I Zoom.
I agree with that. Does anyone, I have my work Zoom. I try not to use it because it's not mine, but does anyone have access to Zoom that we could use Zoom for these meetings? I agree, but.
Vanessa, this is Myla Reason, and before you got on the call, I did tell the group that I do have access to a Zoom account that we can use.
Okay. So are we proposing to amend the agenda to include the use of Zoom?
For future
yes.
meetings.
Okay, so agree on, okay, and Zoom. So agree on meeting dates and use of Zoom. Okay.
Yeah,
any
Eric,
other
Madam Convener? Susan?
Yes.
Speak. I have an amendment, which is, I believe, that the appropriate procedure is for us to elect a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem, and then have nominations and a secret ballot so that there can be write-ins.
Okay, that sounds perfect. So select chair pro tem. Okay, and select the secretary pro tem. Okay, and then agree on a procedure for electing the chair and the secretary?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other amendments? Okay, so the agenda that I have now, we just hit the roll call, NDA procedure, select chair pro tem, select secretary pro tem, agree on a procedure for electing the chair and the secretary, agree on meeting dates and use of Zoom, and then adjourn. Is that appropriate?
Move approval.
Second.
No objection.
Okay. Okay, excellent. Okay, so we'll move
any objection?
To... Thank you. Okay, no objections. Okay, so moving to the NDA procedure, I basically adopted, yes?
Madam Chair, yes. I believe the next point of on the agenda is the selection of the chair pro tem.
Okay, that would come before any business. You're absolutely correct. Thank you for the correction. So the agenda is out of order. I'm going to move the NDA procedure to after the election of the chair pro tem. Are there any nominations for chair pro tem?
Teresa, I nominate Susan Young.
Susan Young? Susan, do you accept?
I decline. But thank you. I nominate Aki Tanaka.
Okay, Aki, do you...
Myla, I second that nomination.
I'm so sorry. I'm hearing two voices at once. I'm a little confused. I heard the nomination of Aki for chair pro tem. Aki, do you accept?
I can do it.
Okay, are there any other nominations for chair pro tem?
Yes, this is Eric.
I'm Eric, yes.
Here. I nominate you, Vanessa.
Oh, no. Oh, I definitely decline. No, But thank you for the honor. Okay.
Just the pro tem.
Are there any other?
It's just the pro tem for tonight, since you're on the roll.
No.
Okay.
Are there
okay.
any other nominations?
This is Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. I would volunteer.
Okay, and you would. Okay, so Eleanor. So we have. Are there any other nominations? We have Aki and we have Eleanor for chair pro tem.
Who nominated Eleanor?
She's self-nominated. Are there any other nominations? Okay, so now I'm going to ask the committee for advice because we're not on Zoom. So how do we have an election, a little mini election between Aki and Eleanor.
You take the roll call vote. Roll call vote.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, so I'm going to do a roll call vote. Susan, you're taking notes?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. I'm going to start again with the directors. Okay, Teresa, Aki, or Eleanor? Teresa? Now, Teresa answered previously.
I'm sorry. I had muted myself.
Okay.
You can mute my pal by pressing #6 and to unmute another #6. So we're voting on
Chair Pro Tem, and the two nominees are Aki, and the other nominee is Eleanor.
I vote for Aki.
Okay. Okay. And Evelia's not here. Sean?
I vote for Aki.
Okay. Aki, who do you vote for?
Vote for myself.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go to the delegates. Violetta's not here. Is Violetta on now? Not yet. Okay. Jack DePalma?
Thank you so much for coming.
Aki?
Did you say Aki?
Thank you.
Say
again, Aki.
Aki, okay, I'm sorry. Eleanor, who do you vote for? Vote for, okay, you're voting for yourself. Okay. Lily's not here. Is Lily here yet? Not yet. Okay, Sean, who do you vote for?
If you're asking me,
yes.
Aki.
Aki, okay. Myla, who do you vote for?
I vote for Aki, and I thought that I heard Sean vote twice. Did I?
No, I don't.
You didn't call on him twice?
Whatever. I haven't either.
No.
There are two Seans. There are two Seans.
Sean wrote. Oh, good point. They're spelled differently, but they do sound the same. Right. You're right. I said Sean twice, but different Sean. Okay. Minerva, who do you vote for?
I'm sorry.
Minerva? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm on now. What were the names again, please?
Aki Tanaka or Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. Aki is from KPFA. And Eleanor is from WBAI.
Okay. I'm going to vote for Eleanor.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, Carol, who do you vote for?
Aki.
Aki, okay. Susan, who do you vote for?
Aki.
Okay, Eric, who do you vote for?
Eleanor.
Eleanor. Okay, and I'm the last one. I'm calling myself last. I'm going to vote for Aki. I just simply don't know Eleanor. So, Madam Secretary, have you tallied those votes?
Give me a couple of minutes if you would be okay. So, I have
9-3.
No, that's not right.
I do too. 9-3.
Okay, so 9-3. Okay.
And 3-4. And I appreciate it if somebody else is counting because I don't have enough toes and fingers.
Okay. All right. So let me ask the committee's advice again. Now that Aki has been elected chair pro tem, does Aki now conduct the selection of the secretary pro tem?
Yes. Yeah. Now you hand the gavel to the chair pro tem.
Okay, excellent. Aki, I gratefully turn the gavel to you to complete the agenda. Thank you for stepping up.
Madam Chair, personal privilege, thank you very much for being the convener. I know it's been hard work.
Aw, you are very sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for hanging in there with me. We've gotten through this together. So, Aki, I turn the gavel over to you.
Thank you,
Thank you, Vanessa. We managed to all be together, so that's really good. So the next on the agenda is any nominations for being a pro tem secretary?
I nominate Myla Raisin.
And I decline, but I nominate Susan, since she's already taking notes.
I'll accept.
And it's Reason.
Any other?
And by personal privilege, it's Reason. It's pronounced Reason, not Raisin. Thank you.
I got Avalia right, and then Reason wrong.
Okay. So any other nomination for the pro tem secretary?
One for two.
Okay. All right. So, Susan, so you accept being a pro tem secretary?
Yes. Accept being pro tem.
Okay. So the next on the agenda is basically the NDA issue is just that we might have NDA, we might have a closed session in the future. We won't have that today. So just to make sure that everybody has, a valid NDA. So the committee secretary will basically contact everybody to make sure that the this is a background noise, but that, NDA is in place. So we'll try to get that by the next meeting. And so the next on the agenda, I think, is to go for the
point of personal privilege, Aki. This is Myla.
Sure. Okay, Myla.
To remind everyone that if they need to have another conversation outside of this meeting, they can mute by pressing #6, and they can unmute by, again, pressing #6. So please be aware of the fact that you may be interfering with the other people's ability to clearly hear the meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So now, we just open up the nomination. I guess we'll go to the election
Eric
of the officers.
Hockey, sorry to interrupt, Rocky. Eric seeks recognition briefly. Couple of points. The NDA protocol wasn't clear to me. I think we've all signed them in various contexts. Certainly at our KPFK LSB we have. For certain purposes, but you glossed over that a little quickly. I'm not sure exactly what is contemplated there. Also, this is what, since there's, I think, some interest out there in the Pacifica community, this is being streamed or just going to be recorded and put on KPFTX afterwards. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what's happening today or this.
I'll text Otis and ask. I believe
Carol for the stack.
Carol, okay, go ahead.
Otis clarified at the beginning of the meeting. He asked Vanessa, are you ready to go on the stream? So I think all of us heard that Otis was putting this meeting on the stream. It does not have call-ins, but it is on the stream.
Okay, thank you.
And the NDA issue, Aki? The NDA issue?
Yeah, NDA issue is just to we'll have the committee secretary check with each of the members to make sure that the NDA is in place for that particular member. So we just have to do a basic survey of each member to make sure that some form of NDA is in place.
So, Aki, if I maybe just recognize for 15 more seconds, I was on the committee in 2022. At the point of the year when it never had a meeting. So I am not familiar with what the members signed who were on the committee throughout 2022. But obviously I'm somebody who hasn't signed it. That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
On the stack, Mr. Chair.
I don't even know where that is. Only
one. Point of personal privilege again. I'd like to please ask people to mute themselves because it's very difficult to hear with all the crosstalk.
Okay.
This
so
Teresa,
somebody
can
asked
you hear me?
For yeah,
hello,
I can
hello?
Hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please,
I thought I was muted.
Identify yourself too. Who is this?
Okay.
That was Teresa seeing about whether people could hear. This is Susan asking to be on the staff.
Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, there have been changes in the NDAs over time, and it's not clear that those that have been signed at the LSB level are the most current. So I think prudence calls for us to confirm that we get the most recent NDA from the chair, and that those be returned to, and I guess it's the secretary of the committee.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll just send a copy of the current NDA.
Great. Thank you, Aki.
All right. So we'll go on to the selection of the chair. Is there nominations for a chair?
This is Myla Reason. I'd like to nominate. May I be recognized?
Yes, Myla. Go ahead.
Aki, I'd like to nominate Aki Tanaka to be the chair for the committee this year. Do you accept?
Okay. Yeah, I accept. Any other nominations for the chair?
Eric, back.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
I will try again. If Vanessa is interested in the permanent chair position, I'll nominate Vanessa.
Okay.
You get an Vanessa? A for effort. You really do. I turned down the pro tem, but you thought you'd try permanent. No, thank you.
Okay.
That's
all right. Any other nomination?
This is Vanessa seeking to be recognized.
Okay. Sure, Vanessa.
I nominate Sean Rhodes.
Okay. Sean, do you accept?
I thank you, but I decline.
Okay. All right. Any other nomination at the moment? Okay.
Okay.
So
and
this is no other nominations.
Okay,
so
I
then
we'll.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the stack, I was corrected in a previous meeting that we need to go to ballot so that there is the opportunity for write-ins. So even though there's only one nominee tonight, we need to go to ballot, and I guess I make a motion that we do so with Carrie Goodman and Sarah Ruth.
Point of information, could we simply elect them by nomination? I mean by acclamation.
Excuse me, This is Myla again, Aki, with a point of personal privilege, or?
I'll contact Terry and say that we need to have a space for a write-in. That's easily done. So I'll just contact Terry, and he can do it over the weekend. I'm sure by the next meeting we can. You know, she can send the email, then we can send that back. It should be fairly easy since it's a simple process.
Yeah.
Any nominations? Okay, so we'll go on to the secretary. Any nominations?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Myla.
I just
go
want
ahead,
to remind people that there may be people listening to this recording or listening to this stream who are not familiar with the identities of everyone. So when you speak, it would be a courtesy if you would just state your name so that we all know who is speaking and so that those listening in also know who is speaking. Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is Aki, and I'm opening up nomination for the secretary. Any nomination for secretary?
This is Vanessa seeking to be recognized.
Sure, Vanessa.
I nominate the person who was kind enough to volunteer from the start, Susan.
Okay, Susan, do you accept?
I will accept, though I would very much like it if somebody more capable on this responsibility.
Okay. Would anybody want to nominate somebody else or nominate themselves? Okay, again, with this one, there's a chance for a write-in. So I'll ask Teddy to do the ballot for both the chair and the secretary. And I'll communicate that with him. All right, thank you. And then next on the agenda, I think, was the...
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Terry.
This is Teresa. I would like for us to... Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you? Okay, I would like for us to agree what the deadline will be for us to make any more nominations or write-ins. So I'd like us to know right now when the ballots are going to go out. Can we decide upon that?
Well, what I propose to do is I'll write to Teddy right away after this meeting and try to conclude it by within a week.
Well, unless there's an objection, can we say that the ballot will go out within the next week, or let's say by 7 days from now, unless we're notified otherwise?
Okay, and then have it determined within a week. So, okay, that'll be
so
fine.
So then people know when they can expect their ballot, unless someone thinks it should be sooner or something like that. I guess if Terry says no, then I guess you'd be scrambling to find someone to tally those votes. But
right, okay.
Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Zach.
Who is that?
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Oh, okay, Elizabeth, go ahead.
Is there any reason that ballots can't be sent out immediate, as in tomorrow?
Well, it depends on the teller.
Well, let's do it this way. Let me talk to Terry and then get the timeline from him, and then I'll communicate to the members what Terry said feasible. It's up to him. If he can do it in 2 days, that's great. So let me talk to him, and once I talk to him, I'll communicate to all of you what Terry says.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. We go on to the thing about what was the agenda item on the meeting dates?
Where do you have
agreeing on a meeting date and the use of Zoom?
Okay. Does everybody, towards use of Zoom, is everybody in favor of using Zoom?
Okay.
I move approval of using Zoom.
And let me know if somebody needs
Eric,
to
the deck.
A thigh and a leg.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
I approve of Zoom. I wanted to ask whether we could use the Zoom that is actually affiliated with Pacifica. There is one. I'm not sure the details or who has the access information regarding it. Maybe perhaps Otis McClay. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I would be more comfortable if we used a Pacifica Zoom rather than any individual person's initiated Zoom. That's all. Thank you.
All right.
Carol, for this staff.
Okay, give me one of those.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I understand wanting that attendance. The problem with, first of all, I'm not sure
amendment
or not.
Carol, I cannot hear you because of Teresa on the phone. Somebody's on the phone. It's hard to hear Carol.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, so I'll say it again. I understand. But there's no amendment, there's no motion. It's just like putting out an opinion. So I think the reason why it's better to have a member do this is because Otis is incredibly overloaded right now. And Otis, if Pacifica does it, then Otis has to be the host. And then Otis is the host, can't admit people if they're in late. So that means Otis has to sit through the whole meeting. So it's I would like for us to stay with the motion to have Zoom, and appreciate Myla's offer. And Aki, if you want to check in with Otis and see what he thinks, but I think it's better to go with the members.
Okay. Is there any objection to using members Zoom?
I think we should check Otis as what is proper. This is Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
This is Myla. May I speak?
Go ahead, Myla.
I propose that we go ahead and allow me to set up the next Zoom, unless, I mean, I would be thrilled if Pacifica could, in fact, provide that service for us. But unless they are, let's just go with what we've got. And then at any point in time, I would be happy to relinquish. I'm just doing it as a service for the committee. And if you come up with something that you feel is more, you know, better. Who's speaking?
Okay, who else? So why don't we do this? Since we don't know whether we can have the Zoom from the Pacifica debated one for the next meeting, why don't we do the next meeting as Zoom as Maeda suggested? In any future meetings, we can then discuss at that time if there is a Pacifica Zoom that we can use, and then we can go with that. So let's decide on that next meeting, because right now, we don't have, you know, which Zoom to use. So why don't we just go with the Zoom that's available
Aki,
for the next meeting?
Aki, sorry to interrupt. Eric, to the back for a brief.
Yeah, go ahead.
A brief concluding point on this. I have to contact Otis anyway because apparently my name is still not on the distribution list for the Elections Committee. I will put a little question to him on this. Availability of a Pacifica Zoom.
Okay.
And I'll report,
Eric,
I'll report back.
Why don't you
to everybody.
Do this?
Yeah.
Okay, Eric, why don't you do that? If there is a Zoom that's easily available for the next meeting, then why don't you check with that with Otis and then let me know, okay?
I'll run it by him. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. All right. Aki, thank you.
Aki, yeah. Aki, this is Myla again.
Eleanor, to the back.
Where am I?
Aki, I'm just wondering whether when we hear so much crosstalk, if we could just all be silent for a minute to figure out who is on the phone and interfering with the audio for this meeting. It's really, it's just not stopping.
Okay, everybody try to cut down the background noise, please. Okay, Eleanor, you asked before.
I move that Eric contact Otis to find out whether we'll be able to meeting, and if he is unable to, that Myla host.
Okay. Is there any objection to Eleanor's motion? Okay, that's good. That's a good solution. Thank you, Eleanor.
Hello. Okay, this is Jack.
Yes.
Yes, I object. I think there's an easy way to get this started and a direct way to get it decided over time.
Okay.
So if Myla wants to pro-offer what we know works or she knows works, that would be the shortest distance to the need. And if we can get Otis to agree one way or the other, but we shouldn't fall on the idea that Otis is going to take on more work, as we've been told.
Right.
Thank you. This is Jack.
Okay. So anyway, we'll go. So at least the next meeting is set, and we can discuss further on that.
Have a vote.
Otis to the stack.
Okay, Otis.
I just want to say that one of the great. Yes.
Okay, Otis, go ahead.
I was going to say one of the great fantasies is that there's a Pacifica Zoom. Zoom does not work that way. It is not like Maestro, where we can, you know, have our meeting rooms like this. Zoom is always going to be by somebody, and I know Myla is very good at it. Sometimes my Zoom, I use my Zoom. Julie uses her own Zoom for the PNB. there is no Pacifica Zoom, and it has to do with just with the way it has to do with the way that Zoom is set up. Basically, if you want to be a host, you got to pay $150. So I'm perfectly happy if Milo wants to do it. You guys want to use Zoom, as long as we just make sure it gets recorded.
Mac on the stack.
I expect to continue to stream it. You know, unless you want to, you've got 17 people listening right now. So I don't know if you want to have a Zoom meeting with, you know, 17 people. And the stream works fine. So. And that's what we end up recording and posting anyway, is the stream. Are there any questions?
Okay.
I have spoken. I have spoken. Thank you.
Mac on the stack.
Okay, Jack, you on the set?
And Milo on the check.
You're talking to me?
Jack?
No, Mac. And an account costs maybe $15 a month. A Zoom account costs maybe $15 a month for as much or more time per meeting than anybody's ever going to meet, ever going to need. That's all I got.
Vanessa to the stack, please.
Okay, let me get Myra first. Myra, you have something to say?
This is Myra, and I just have a question for Otis McClay. Are you not only streaming but also recording? And compound question here, is it your plan to post the audio recording from Maestro to KPFTX?
Yes, absolutely. That's part of the game.
Right. I just wanted to verify.
But if you do Zoom and we stream it, which is the easiest way to do it, because the alternative is to make your Zoom public and then everybody's in your meeting, which, you know, I don't think is the best idea.
No.
And then we post that.
Okay.
And,
okay,
you know, that as far as the $15 a month is concerned, if you multiply that by 12, you will find that it comes out somewhere $150, which is what I said. That $150 lets you have a meeting with at least 100 people. And there's no time limit. That's what you get for that.
Okay. Vanessa, go ahead.
Well, I will defer to Otis's understanding of how Zoom works. I was actually going to address that point. I know a few people with those economical Zoom accounts, and I've been in meetings where the meeting unceremoniously cut off after 45 minutes. So maybe Zoom has changed, and the economical accounts, are allowing an unlimited usage.
No,
but it was my understanding that.
The difference is, if you want Zoom to go to have more than, I can't remember what the limit is, but it's 100 members, 100 people, and if you want to go past 45 minutes, you pay the Zoom fee, which is around $150 a year. So that's, you know, that's it.
Okay.
And the way Zoom works.
I defer to you, Lotus. I do.
Yeah, the way Zoom works, that's a Zoom account. It's your account. You could share it with another host, but anybody that you let log into that account can completely change it. It's not like Maestro where we have a whole bunch of rooms, so everybody has a separate room. It's just structured more differently. They like more money.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mr. Chair, Teresa for the stack.
And Myla for the stack.
No, what is it? First is by Cal.
I just wanted to ask, Otis, is our phone number going to be the same through the whole year, our call-in number for joining the meeting?
If you mean this number, yes, it would be. What we actually have is we have what they call a meeting room in Maestro called Elections. We had it last year and, year before.
Thank you.
And we could change the number if we feel we need to. Yeah, it's always the same. But the Zoom would be the same, too. If you get a Zoom account, you'll have the same, you know, login stuff.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Teresa. And I think we have a motion on the floor that unless Otis wants to do it, that Myla will do the Zoom. I'm getting the impression that that Otis would be perfectly happy if Myla did it. So I'm going to ask that we vote. Perhaps there's no objection to Myla doing the Zoom moving forward.
This is Myla. I just want to reassure everyone I do have access at this time to an account with unlimited time and unlimited numbers of people who can attend.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Kriegel, discuss future meeting dates.
Eric should have said briefly, Aki.
So, go ahead.
If Otis is still on the call, are you there, Otis, still? Maybe not. I'll have to contact him as I was.
No, I'm still
that,
here. I'm still here. Interview. How could I
oh,
miss
oh,
this?
If you don't mind, just a little personal dribble. Am I now officially on the list that gets the reminders like the one you sent recently
okay,
for this meeting?
Okay,
because that I didn't that I did not get. Eric C. Jacobson.
Assume that I'm a rude fool and I don't know your name.
Eric, E-R-I-C, middle initial C, last name Jacobson, J-A-C-O-B-S-O-N.
Guess what?
S-O-N at the end.
You are on this, and wait a minute, I got to log in. But you're definitely part of the meeting. I want to see what is your
Don't repeat the email to the world, but
text you. Sure you don't want me to do that?
I'll text you my email, but I believe you have it correctly.
Yeah, you should be getting it.
You can check your. I didn't get the.
Well, it goes out about 5:30. It goes out about 5:30 Central, so it'd be about 3:30. For you, and it.
Yes, I got that emergency one, the one that Vanessa told you to send on an emergency basis. I got that one.
There was one that went out this morning. There was one that went out 2 days ago, and one that went out a week ago.
I got none of those.
Have you looked at your spam?
I will look now, but I didn't think to look at my spam, but maybe
all
I should have.
Send me your email.
Thank you.
I'll make
thank
sure
you,
we got the right email.
Okay. I did get that one you sent on an emergency basis, so you almost certainly have the right email.
Okay.
Yeah. But thank you for everything you do, by the way. It's amazing that you do so many different. You wear a lot of hats, from what I understand. Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, this is Susan for the staff.
Okay, Susan. Go ahead, Susan.
There hasn't actually been a are there any objections to Teresa's cleaned up motion?
Yeah, I don't think there's any objection to that.
Can you ask the group?
Okay. Can I ask the group?
Yeah. Is there any objection? I just want to confirm that the motion has been adopted.
Okay. Any objection? Okay, thank you. Now, going to...
Violetta to the back.
Okay, Violetta, go ahead.
I just want to say I got on a little while ago. I was looking for an opening to say that. That's all.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. And so the next meeting, one of the things I noticed in looking at the... calendar is that in the past, election committee used to meet on Tuesdays, but this year, both April and May, Tuesdays are very full with Wednesdays are very, very empty. For instance, in May, there are four open Wednesdays. So I was wondering if the group would be amenable to having meetings on Wednesdays instead of Tuesdays.
Vanessa to the SAC, please.
So, Vanessa.
Okay, so PFW, our LSB meeting is on second Wednesdays.
Okay.
Jackson, this is WBAI, is the same thing there, Aki.
Is it a second Wednesday?
Yes, I think it is.
Okay,
yes,
so we'll just we can block off the second Wednesday. That's good. Okay,
Carol,
Cal,
to the
SAC.
Go
ahead, Carol.
Vanessa did also verify, but I believe the, and Aki too, the governance committee meetings, I believe, are the fourth Wednesday. So that
it's the fourth Wednesday.
So that would be the third Wednesdays.
Right. No,
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman to the SAC.
Okay, let me get Myra first. Go ahead, Myra.
Well, I'm looking at the calendar on KPFTX, and yes, you're right. Wednesdays look pretty good, except for the second Wednesday, and as you said, the fourth Wednesday that is not noted now. But
right.
I'd like to propose, I'd like to make a motion that we meet on the third Wednesday of the month until we decide otherwise.
Okay.
I second.
That's a second. Any objection to meeting on the third Wednesday of the month until further notice?
This is Jack. I would also object. I have a finance committee. The WBAI finance committee meets usually third Wednesday.
All right. Well, let me get Eleanor too. She was on the set.
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman speaking. I would like to propose that we continue on Tuesdays, but earlier.
When you say earlier in the day time?
I would like it to be at a time that we could be hopefully done by 9 p.m.
Right.
Carol for the stack.
Okay, Carol, go ahead.
Well, I would like to propose that we meet on the first Wednesday of every month.
This is Minerva to the stack.
Okay, Vanessa, go ahead.
Minerva, I'm sorry. I would like to ask that we stay with the third Tuesday of the month and possibly meet earlier. I also have a commitment on Wednesdays, the third Wednesday.
Okay. Well, you know what? It turns out that, as you know, a lot of the people in this group are all seeing other committees, of course, the crucial ones being like audit committee, for instance, so that there's always going to be some kind of a conflict, it looks like. So for now, why don't we...
My name is Mary, and I was just up there, and I got a tipsy.
Who is that speaking?
And two red beans and rice.
It's a very difficult to set up the meeting because most of the days are always blocked off, and some people are always going to be in another committee. So there's not going to be a day where everybody's going to be able to attend. I mean, just sort of like a impossibility.
This is Myla for the staff.
Okay, go ahead, Myla.
Well, there was a suggestion that we meet on the first Wednesday of the month, And I wonder if that conflicts, that's okay with me, and is there anyone who has a problem with the first Wednesday?
Anybody have a problem with first Wednesday?
I would still prefer Tuesdays.
Right. I realize that. But you're looking at the Tuesday. Tuesday is all the, like in May, for instance, the first four Tuesdays are pretty much blocked off with
finance committees,
one audit committee, and those are pretty pretty hard to. So for now,
I'd like to make a motion that we meet on the first Wednesdays for the next 2 months and maybe we could vote on that.
This is Milo, second that.
Okay. So the next two meetings will be the first Wednesday of the month. Any objections?
Mr. Chair? I think we need to take a vote.
On the time as well. How about voting on the time and date at the same time?
Okay. So basically, almost all of these committees, as you know, historically have been meeting at 8:30. I know that it's for the East Coast is very difficult to do, but it just, you know, we just have to go with whatever has been the group consensus in this meeting. So let's take a vote. The motion is to have the next two meetings be the first Wednesday of the month. So the secretary, can you take a vote, please?
Chair, if she could be recognized very quickly, please.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I want to check in with Minerva. Minerva, are you unavailable every Wednesday? Minerva?
The first Wednesday at 8:30 would not be a problem for me.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Teresa.
This is Teresa, yes. This date is not something that Lily Kimura has stated that is not good for her, is it?
Lily is okay with this date. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So Claire, Mr. Chair, this is Susan, the secretary.
Yeah.
Clarification, the motion is first Wednesday for the next 2 months at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And so... I will take the roll. Teresa.
Alan says yes.
Adelia's not here. Sean. Sean Rhodes. Yes.
Sean, the director from WBAI, says yes.
Great, thank you. Aki.
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Delegate. Dak.
I guess yes, of course. Thank you.
Okay. Eleanor.
Pass.
Half?
Yes.
Okay. Lily's not here. Sean. Sean Mack.
Mack says yeah, sure.
Okay, Myla.
Myla Reason says yes.
Okay, Minerva.
Yes.
Okay, Carol.
Yes.
Susan says yes. And Eric, I apologize for having you last.
No problem. It's okay. Somebody has to go last and first. I'll vote yes.
And okay, what about great. Eleanor?
I'll apologize.
apologies. Eleanor, what do you say, apologies?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, so okay. No objection.
Violetta votes
so
yes,
it's unanimous.
Too. You didn't call Violetta, but I vote yes.
Violetta, boy, I got to tell you, I'm really stirring it up. I've suggested there should be a better secretary, but
yeah,
whatever.
You
I'll
look. Very good.
And Vanessa said yes, I believe.
Okay. Well, thank you, people. I think that we covered the agenda item. Any other?
Stack.
Go ahead. Who's wants to speak?
This is Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. I'm wondering whether we're going to be able to get elections up and running in a timely manner if we only have meetings once a month.
Well, you know, we'll be meeting next Wednesday, so why don't we bring that up? That is a very important issue that you raised. So let's raise that up at the next Wednesday's meeting, which is a week away.
Are we having a meeting next Wednesday? I didn't know that.
Well, it's the first Wednesday. It's May 3rd.
Well,
point of information, Aki. That's not true.
No. First Wednesday is not next week.
Week after.
If today is, this is Jack in New York City. If today is the 18th, which it is, the next week is going to be the 25th, April 25th.
Oh, yeah. I'm
and I was looking at the two dates, which would make it the Wednesday, first Wednesday, May, would be the 3rd, I believe.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And then the first Wednesday of June would be the 7th, I believe. But
right. Okay.
Thank you, Aki.
I'm sorry. I was totally confused here. You're right. It's so basically, it's 2 weeks away.
However, Aki, just another comment. I don't disagree
sure,
with what was said. I believe that maybe we have to possibly set a timeline or some new business, some type of timeline, just so that what the member said was true. We have to make sure the elections. We have to go to this with great dispatch. We have to get this as direct as we can to that. So
yes,
I believe that. Even though we have a schedule for the next meeting, and the idea being that maybe the last Wednesday of the month, if there's an emergency or an opportunity to get more accomplished work done. How about that, huh?
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
Apologies. Is that Eric?
That was Jack in New York City, WBAI.
Jack, I apologize. Thank you, Jack.
No, it's quite all right. I wanted to say that all night long. I didn't know how to say it. So it's not really new business. It's just the idea of setting the calendar and, you know. And I'd move it to 8 o'clock, but not 8:30. But then again, I'm not on California time, so this may be early for people or late for people. I don't know. So everybody decides 8:30 is fine with me.
Okay. Any other issues?
This is Myla for the staff.
Okay, Myla.
I'd like to move that we adjourn unless we have any other motions to discuss.
I second.
Eric to the stack briefly before we do.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
In line
and
with
me,
the,
Eleanor to the stack.
In okay. Line with
okay.
What, oh,
Eric, go ahead.
In line with what Jack was saying, do we want to invite the executive director to update us on the status of the outreach that's being done for a national election supervisor and or a the organization that's going to be assisting us, or at least there's contemplation of, as I understand it, a particular organization, won't name, but anyway, maybe we could get a little report at our next meeting to, in the spirit of what was said about needing to keep our eye on the Keep our eye on the calendar for the year. We could perhaps get input from perhaps the ED as to what the outlook is for a national election supervisor recruitment. That's all. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, it's the most critical thing, so you're right that, yeah, we probably need to get an update. Okay, I don't know. Thank you. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you, I'm next on the stack, I believe. I still think that we should be meeting sooner than the third.
How about a motion from you?
I move that we meet more expeditiously. How soon can we get that information about the NEC?
Carol for the stack.
Okay, Carol, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if any of the directors are aware of anybody having been hired, but I do not believe anybody has been hired. I would suggest that if anybody has suggestions, that you send them to Aki. If anybody has suggestions for an NES or issues, you know, that you want to communicate, I think we just voted on when we are going to have our next meeting. So I think a motion to adjourn is not, like, debatable. We should maybe go ahead. And, I mean, in the meantime, people could be thinking about building their membership, making sure at their stations that, you know, the membership lists are complete and intact, because that's going to be the most, those are the things that need to be done at each of the stations. So, again, I move to adjourn.
Eric, to the deck one more time. I was just asking if we could invite the ED to our next meeting on May 3rd. That was the purpose of my speaking up. Is that controversial? That it would be
Aki said yes.
Yeah.
You'll contact her for that purpose? Aki?
Yeah, I'll ask if there's any, if there's anything important coming, she can definitely help us update it. Yes.
Yeah, brief us. A little briefing. That would be helpful. That's all.
Okay. All right. Any objections to adjourning at the moment? Okay, with no objection, the meeting is closed. Thank you, Otis.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Aki.
Okay.
Thank you, Aki.
Everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night, all.